Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Many schools will enjoy at least 2 days off, certainly Thanksgiving and Friday, and many also Monday, including Pittsburgh Public Schools, which, by the way, is a quick sidebar in your report there. I was a little surprised that the board proposal after 2 years to close 9 schools was voted down 6-3 last night at their board meeting.
You know, Larry, I was not surprised based on the pushback and very well-organized group of parents and other people who consistently opposed this and showed up at the meetings where the plans were discussed in pretty great number.
So what happens next?
Nobody knows.
And the question then, and this was economics too, what happens to their budget? Because the plan was to eliminate the cost of operating those 9 schools. So we will follow up on this story, obviously.
I have a little clip here from Gene Walker, the president of the board, to play if you want to hear it.
Yeah, he's a frequent flyer here.
Okay. Let's see if I can get that. There we go.
Tonight was very harmful for the work that we have ahead of us. And Dr. Walters and his team just have a steeper climb because it looks like we didn't know what we were doing tonight. And I've worked really hard over the last couple of years as board president to keep us kind of on the same page and moving in the same direction.
So it's going to be, you could sense the frustration in Gene's voice.
Yeah, I mean, the vote was 6-3, Larry. It was 2-1 on no.
All right, that said, people for the moment will be thinking about the holidays, travel, the weather. We start there with CBS's Michael George.
We start with some potentially treacherous weather on this Thanksgiving Eve. There's already been heavy snow in the Midwest. It triggered a major pileup near the Minnesota-North Dakota border. More than a dozen tractor trailers wound up jackknifed near Fargo. Incredibly, no injuries were reported. Meanwhile, in the south, torrential rain soaked parts of Alabama. Today, the rain hits the Northeast. 17 million people are under winter storm alerts today. Winter storm warnings will end late this morning around the Twin Cities. Blizzard warnings are in effect over parts of northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Heavy snow and whiteout conditions will be possible in Wisconsin and Michigan today, and winds could gust up to 50 miles an hour near the Great Lakes. And lake effect snow will develop, bringing strong bursts of snow from Michigan to central New York, lasting until the end of the week. If you're hitting the road today for the Thanksgiving holiday, be prepared to have a lot of company. AAA says the worst time to drive is basically all day, from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. tonight. The holiday travel rush got off to a bumpy start in Virginia yesterday when a tanker overturned and caught fire on I-95, shutting down part of the highway. And the airports didn't fare much better. The Nashville airport evacuated one of its concourses last night due to an unspecified security concern. And in Atlanta, the air traffic control tower had to be evacuated due to passing storms, causing a ground stop. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has the latest at Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina.
The nation's airlines are battling storms and winter weather, working around the clock to get Americans home. United is planning to fly about 6.6 million people, up around 300,000 from last year, a new record.
It is an all-out push to make sure the 250 or so daily flights coming out of Washington Dulles here get off these gates and into the air on time.
It's a prolonged Super Bowl.
Philip Griffith oversees United Airlines Houston hub.
Do you guys feel more responsibility maybe to get people where they're going because it's the holiday?
We value it. We know it's important to our customers to get to where they want to be, where they need to be.
Helping make that happen is a family affair for Brandy Norwood and her son, Kendall.
We still get to have some Thanksgiving time together, and we get to share it in a different way, where we get to, you know, make sure that people are making their connections and getting to go see their families because of what the work that we're doing. So it's really nice to be able to give that back. Okay, we're good.
Both mechanics, they know every minute matters.
When you see the passengers and you know that, you know, their plane leaving on time means that they get to spend a little bit more time with their family.
Hi, welcome.
Customer service rep Junior Bocourt will be on the front lines helping flyers head off any issues before they become travel troubles.
These flights mean something to those folks getting on those planes.
Yeah, absolutely. They are traveling to be with their family.
This Thanksgiving also means being home in Houston with his family. A Cuban immigrant, it's his first with his mother since she left the island too.
Finally, we made it. We're going to spend holidays together in our new home, and officially we're going to be celebrating the holidays this year.
The airlines expect another surge of flyers Wednesday, but really their peak of this holiday travel season comes after Thanksgiving, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with Sunday likely being one of the busiest days at airports ever. The TSA expects to screen more than 3 million people. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News. Charlotte.
So there you go, kind of a round robin around the country. And coming up, Paul, we're going to go to the National Weather Service office here because people hear snow in the forecast, and even on Thanksgiving there could be some snow showers,
like a flurry or something.
Yeah, not anticipating it sticking here in the city, but there could be some slick spots. But some of the outer reaches, especially north, they could get more snow, so we'll sort through that.
And it's also going to get windy. That's going to affect driving conditions to a certain point.
So we'll be talking to the National Weather Service here right after your 6:30 report. It's going to be a very busy weekend for a lot of different reasons. You have this night, which is, by the way, one of the most challenging for people who are driving under the influence. So state police and other police authorities are setting up checkpoints.
Yep. Blackout Wednesday has arrived.
Yeah, that's what they call it. It has rivaled, believe it or not, Halloween is on that list. And then, of course, New Year's Eve. So, heads up, if you're going to do that, you know, I sound like somebody's dad, and I am.
Yeah,
you know, be careful.
You know, it's designated driver night. Even better still, you know, use a rideshare. Grab an Uber.
And then, of course, you have Thanksgiving, which can be a lot of things to a lot of people. And sometimes gatherings like that give people levels of anxiety, too, Paul.
You know, families are supposed to gather, but within those families, you're going to have some conflict. And if people aren't good at managing it, it's going to be an issue when you get them in the same room.
And then you have... if you're a football fan, you got three NFL games tomorrow. And then on Friday, Black Friday, I remember we would do remote broadcasts from some of the malls around the region. We, you know, because so many people would plan, and there was almost a group, and a lot of women would get together and travel in packs.
You know, I was looking at my newsfeed last night on X, and someone had reposted video of a mall back in the 1980s on Black Friday, and it was huge. It was a major event. The place was covered up with people, not like you see today.
It's a lot different because, and what really accelerated all of it was the pandemic for people buying online. People mm-hmm. who didn't do it before learned how, and once you learn how, and then you have an app on your phone, and it's easy just to click And then, you know, like an Amazon and the proliferation of that. By the way, 1 in 7 people will be the victims of porch piracy.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with that. You know, I was thinking back to the 80s and Black Friday. One of the biggest selling items for a couple of years, Cabbage Patch dolls. Remember?
Yeah. Now it's this. Is it Japan or China that has that low blow or... Casey, do you know what that doll is? I'm just assuming you're a young guy that you've heard about this craze.
It's a Labubu.
Labubu. Labubu. Thank you,
okay.
Casey.
So Labubu has now taken the place of Hello Kitty, I guess?
Yes.
And Pokemon?
But Power Rangers were one of those. Mm-hmm. Actually, was able to acquire some rare Power Ranger for Christmas that year that was in demand, and it got snatched. It got stolen.
And the other toys that people really coveted back in the day were VCRs and Nintendo games.
What happened to the old days when people just, like a Christmas story, give your kid a BB gun? Is there one gift that you remember?
From Christmas time?
Yeah. Like something...
Oh, easily. Easily. When I was growing up...
Mr. Microphone?
And I still am into, you know, airplanes, aircraft, the airline industry... My grandfather and I were out shopping one day, a couple of weeks before Christmas, and the store we were in had a gigantic scale model of a Boeing 727 in United Airlines colors. This thing actually ran, you could taxi it on the ground using 8D batteries. That's how big this plane was.
Wow.
And I kept looking at it and looking at it, and I was living with my grandparents at the time after my folks had split up. And I woke up early on Christmas morning, and there it was. And I got a screwdriver and put that thing together at, I guess, about 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you're an aviation buff still.
Big time, yeah. But that was really made me really happy.
Then on Saturday, it's Small Business Saturday. And then it's also the first day of antler deer season. And a lot of people look forward to after Thanksgiving. There's a lot of people that have these rituals. Almost 1 million people will be in the forests of Pennsylvania on Monday, the traditional opening day, even though you can go Saturday. And I got to check. Is Sunday, remember they changed the law where you could hunt on Sundays?
Yeah, I assume this Sunday will be one of those Sundays that they have
opened up. I'll double check, and after your news report, give you an update. But it used to be one of the old blue laws, and it has taken them 50 years to change that law. And we mentioned this yesterday. The only blue law left on the books in the state of Pennsylvania is you can't sell cars on Sundays. So we'll double check.
I'm looking
that
right now.
I got a bunch of friends.
Firearms deer season, Saturday, November 29th, runs through Saturday the 13th, Sunday. Hunter permitted on both the 30th of this month and December 7th.
There you go. That is a significant change. And that just happened officially.
I think for the better. I mean, we have a very, very large herd that needs thinned in Pennsylvania. On my way to work this morning between my home and 228, I saw no fewer than 8 does.
See,
and there were 4 more here at Foster Plaza.
Oh, I know. I see them every day.
Yep.
See the deer? Does the deer have any doe? Yeah, $2.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and a lot of people will be on the move, and a lot of people curious about the weather, naturally. From the National Weather Service, meteorologist Mike Kennedy. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So I know that we're pretty balmy right now in the mid-50s. That's going to change as this approaching front is going to bring us first some windy conditions, right?
Yes, windy conditions. We currently have a wind advisory out for the ridges of Pennsylvania and down in West Virginia. We're going to see 50 to 55 mile per hour gusts. That being said, there's no advisory out for the lower elevations, which would include like Pittsburgh metro area, but we're forecasting gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour, picking up behind the front this afternoon. And it will remain gusty through Thanksgiving, through the holiday. So it's going to feel cool, especially with those temperatures dropping. During the day on Thanksgiving, it's going to feel like 20 degrees.
Wow.
Well, yeah. It's going to be fun because we're today, right now, you said that was 54.
Yeah, 54.
Yeah, that's probably the high for the day.
And we're going all the way to the 20s. And then people are hearing about snow, Mike. And I know from your office, you guys have posted some advisories around the region. So we're not going to see accumulating snow in the city area, are we?
No, we're not forecasting that right now. Like the official forecast, which goes out through Friday evening, is only like a tenth, 2/10 of an inch. The snow with this system, because of the way the winds are oriented, are going to largely be anything significant would be north of the I-80 corridor.
Yeah, up near the lakes, and I know they got a lot of snow out in the upper Midwest and places like that. But when we talk about snow there, several inches possible?
If you go like north of I-80, like say northern, like Mercer and Venango County, they're farther. We're forecasting up to 7 inches.
Oh, wow.
On the northern parts. Yeah, so there's a pretty sharp gradient in, who gets the most snow and who doesn't. And that's really just a function of the way the system's coming in and the lake enhancement with based on the wind direction. So instead of a more northwesterly flow where we'd see higher accumulations down maybe even to like Butler and like we get nickel and dime here in like Allegheny, so our south of Allegheny, with this one, it should stay to the north.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate the update. As far as watches and warnings, what do you guys have officially posted right now?
Officially, it's just the we have the wind advisory.
Okay.
And that's really just for the ridges of like Laurel Ridge, the higher elevations from Indiana County down through Westmoreland and Fayette, and then Preston and Tucker counties in West Virginia. We have a winter weather advisory for those areas I was talking about to the north. So like really just north of the I-80 corridor up in God's country.
God, yeah, that is God's country. All right, Mike, well, you have a nice Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Thank you.
You got it. Mike Kennedy, meteorologist at AccuWeather's or National Weather Services, who is the official governing body, and they post the watches and warnings. Of course, we also work with AccuWeather up in the State College area, and they do a great job. So, but National Weather Service posts the official watches and warnings. So we check in with both just to get you up to date and the information you need. But when he's talking about 7 inches of snow possible north of I-80, closer to the lakes, if you're headed that direction, the earlier you go, in that case, the better. And then looking through the weekend, so Friday, big shopping day, we know, 34 the high, a few flurries. Saturday, 34, you've got Pitt and Miami at Acrisure at noon. So hopefully that helps the Panthers, because I don't think teams from the South, like we were in Atlanta last weekend and it was 80 degrees on Saturday. So you imagine if you're coming from 80 to play football in 34 and you haven't played a game in cold weather, hopefully that favors the Panthers. And then Sunday, little rain and a little warmer with a high of 44. Kickoff for the Steelers and the Bills on the North Shore is going to be 425. That's a national TV game. Now, right now, we're at 54 degrees.
Highways, interstates, and turnpike will be packed on this busiest Thanksgiving travel day. Larry, the forecast, less than ideal with gusty showers today.
Our forecasting gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour picking up behind the front this afternoon. And it will remain gusty through Thanksgiving through the holidays.
Yeah, we just talked to National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Kennedy. So 30 to 40 mile an hour wind gusts.
And during his weekly media session, Mike Tomlin was asked on Tuesday if Aaron Rodgers will play against the Bills Sunday. You figure it out.
We'll start this week with great optimism, although we certainly will limit him at the early portions of the week, provide opportunities for the other quarterbacks while preserving him, and we're comfortable with the general trajectory. His level of participation and the quality of his participation over the course of the week would be the greatest indicator.
I got it. They're going to try to play him, I guess, if he can, but they'll let the rest of the week speak for itself.
He called the decision to keep Rodgers on the sideline in street clothes, he called that prudent. I haven't heard a person use that word since the former president, H.W. Bush.
Oh, yeah, that's
Wouldn't
right.
Be prudent.
That's right. Remember,
that's the first thing that went through my mind.
Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live back in the day used to imitate him. He was so good at it, he got invited to the White House. And he actually spoke to the staff with George Bush standing next to him. He goes, that wouldn't be prudent.
It was hysterical.
Wouldn't want it. Wouldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Remember that?
It's great. So Pitt volleyball. This has really turned into a big deal, Larry. The number 4 Pitt women's volleyball team is playing Louisville tonight. They're ranked number 7. That game is here. And we're going to play the game, by the way. We're going to have the action here on KDK Radio. But this has really turned into something special.
And if you haven't seen these women play,
intense.
And you have a chance. Yeah, tonight would be a great night. There are other opportunities, and we're carrying the game, as you said, here on KDK. Proud to do that. And while we're talking Pitt, I have tickets to give away for the Pitt-Ohio State basketball game on Friday night. 412-922-1020 will give you 4 tickets, and that'll be at the Pete. And pick a number, Paul.
Well, let's go with 4.
All right, Casey in for Aaron, our producer. Caller number 4, jump on it. 412-922-1020. 4 tickets to see Pitt, Ohio State. And, of course, Saturday, you have Pitt and Miami at Acrisure Stadium.
Yeah, that's no small deal, is it?
No, that's going to be exciting because there's so much on the line for both teams.
Well, you know, the Panthers were anxious to answer back after that beatdown from Notre Dame, and they showed everybody what they've got against a good Georgia Tech team, and I assume they're going to want to repeat that they're going to want to deliver the message again, hey, we're better than you think we are.
Guess who beat Notre Dame early in the season?
Mm-hmm.
Miami.
Yep.
Miami's talented, too. They got a lot of athletes. However, if Pitt can find a way to win, they will put themselves in good position. They're currently 22nd on the college football playoff list. But if they win and a couple of things happen, all they need is one of 2 things to happen, and they'll be playing in the ACC championship game.
Now, they need either a Virginia loss or who else?
SMU. Out of Dallas,
yeah,
Texas.
But Virginia's playing Virginia Tech, and that seems more likely a loss to me than the other one.
Probably because SMU's just on fire. They're playing at California, so if one of the 2's to happen, it's more likely that Virginia Tech gets a big rivalry, interstate rivalry game, not unlike, you know, what we used to have with Penn State and even across the border south, the backyard brawl. That's a big game, Virginia and Virginia Tech. And don't forget, James Franklin is their new football coach for the Hokies. Now, yes. He's not coaching the team today, but think about the players trying to impress their new
He'll
coach.
He'll be ruling the roost in Blacksburg.
Absolutely. It is also the time when you see these holiday shows. What's the most famous one that comes every year?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's right. That 30-minute thing that they made in the 60s.
That came out when we were kids, and it's been a favorite, an annual favorite, ever since.
And then as far as stage performances.
Oh, by the way, can I do my imitation from Rudolph real quickly?
I want to be a dentist.
That's the one.
Was that the line?
I want to be a dentist.
My older brother, Ken, took it serious, and he became a dentist.
I love it.
And then I have joked over the years that working with all these radio people, we now have 5 stations. It's like the island of misfit toys.
It's absolutely correct.
And Barbara Boylan, who retired from our newsroom several years ago, actually got me a sweatshirt that I still have that says the island of misfit toys. And it was apropos. How about the Nutcracker? Have you ever seen a live performance of the Nutcracker?
That's something that I have successfully avoided.
You know who loves it is Marty.
Well, sure.
He is his wife, Christine.
It's his answer.
Well, she's been in the Nutcracker.
Well, I'm sure.
Every year, yeah. Kind of as they always, except this year, she said. She told me she wasn't doing it this year. But she's been, what do they call it when you have, I know it's like an extra in the movies, but it's a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And she would dance.
Oh.
She was a dancer.
It's no wonder Marty likes it.
I thought maybe Marty.
And I would show up to see that. I would actually sit through, you know, yeah, a ballet.
If Marty would be in the show, I would go. Definitely. Wearing one of those. I don't know what they call the outfit the guys wear. We call them yoga pants now, but, you know, they wear the tight.
Yeah, leotards.
Is it just leotards?
Yeah, I don't know. They probably got some fancy name for them now that I don't know what it is.
Fancy pants. Guess what happened up in Canada? A performance of the Nutcracker almost had to go on naked because someone stole the truck with all the costume sets and backdrops. The truck had a GPS tracker, and they found it 3 hours before showtime. It's probably less a Christmas miracle and more idiotic thieves, since police suspect whoever stole the truck, they abandoned it when they found out it wasn't Christmas presents, it was ballet props.
Wow.
To your point. They could have had some Leos.
Some kind of heist. Wow.
Hey, tow truck driver Nick.
Surprise!
Just texted me. He said, Marty enjoys it because he's a cracker. Thank you, Nick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.